Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
91 degrees in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then, the cost of the joint U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran are mounting in terms of civilian deaths and damage to some of Iran's most famous cultural heritage sites. We've got a full report from Emily Fang. Also, we'll continue with our wild card series today. Rachel Martin talks with actress and writer Christina Applegate. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting There's Just Something About Kansas City, featuring Frank Bohl in conversations with people shaping Kansas City, Sundays at 11:30 a.m.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have news headlines and Stardate, then film music Friday with a brand new host, Mr. Jeff Watson. New host, familiar voice. And tonight, as it's his inaugural Film Music Friday, and we will hear some of his personal favorite film recordings. With caution, he was an 80s kid, so expect a lot of that era, but for sure, music from Star Wars and Back to the Future and The Explorers and a whole lot more. Join us tonight on Kansas Public Radio Mach 1. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. It is 91 degrees in Topeka and 92 in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join Adrian Ma tomorrow at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst. Assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Up next, we have news headlines. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
And across the board on Wall Street, this is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Kansas State officials are scrambling to clean up a diesel spill in Tuttle Creek Lake after a fuel cell sank earlier this week. Kaylin Moore reports.
An underwater dredging project is clearing out sediment and allowing for more water storage in the lake that provides drinking water for hundreds of thousands of people. But a commercial barge fuel tank holding approximately 1,800 gallons of diesel fuel recently became submerged in 20 feet of water due to high winds. After the tank was recovered, diesel fuel was found spilled into a contained area. Kansas officials will conduct comprehensive water quality sampling and monitoring. Now cleanup and restoration processes are underway. Tuttle Creek Cove remains closed to the public until further notice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A controversial immigrant detention center in Leavenworth is housing some of its first detainees. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has that story.
Federal immigration authorities told KCTV the Leavenworth detention facility is already holding about 20 people, less than 2 weeks after the facility won approval to open. CoreCivic, the private corrections company that owns the facility, was granted a special use permit by Leavenworth City Commission on March 10th, after a year of public outcry and legal challenges. The company is using its previously shuttered 1,000-bed prison to hold immigrant detainees for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangonga.
A Kansas plan that would move up several key election deadlines is facing opposition from voting rights advocates and some state officials. The proposal would require voters with new registration information to register 25 days before Election Day and request mail ballots no later than 12 days in advance. The changes would move up the last day of early voting to the Sunday before Election Day instead of that Monday. The director of Loud Light Advocacy, Melissa Styler, says the deadline changes could force college students to vote in their college town rather than in their hometown.
The grand majority of them don't want to vote in Lawrence. They want to vote in Dodge City or Liberal or wherever, which requires them to vote by mail.
The Kansas Secretary of State's office prefers that any voting changes wait until after this year's election. There is a fire weather watch in effect for the entire KPR listening area tomorrow night through Sunday evening, and a red flag warning, which means critical grassland fire danger from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning through 10 o'clock tomorrow night. This affects Anderson, Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Coffey, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabunsee counties. Critical grassland fire danger. You are strongly urged not to do any outdoor burning this weekend.
This is All Things Considered.
It's Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
Again, that is tonight, 7 p.m. Check out kansaspublicradio.org for more information.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines. It's going to happen at 5:01. Then the president is demanding concessions from Democrats, from his own party, from our allies all around the world. Donald Trump doesn't seem to have a lot of exit strategies on the table for the conflict in Iran. We'll talk about that. Tamara Keith, coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a lot like today, sunshine, highs around 90 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 5. This is KPR.
It's happening. We tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations on Monday. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence. News headlines are a minute away. It's 5 o'clock.
Include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
91 degrees in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
But how could I forget a perfect view? And PCH just takes me back to you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today here on KPR. We have news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. Before we get to 6 o'clock, a group of trained volunteers is helping abused and neglected children in Leavenworth and Atchison County.
We serve maybe a quarter of the children who need us, and that is not okay. We really need to serve more children.
Coming up on KPR, our monthly community spotlight organization, we're going to tell you all about the First District CASA Association. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
KPR's virtual cinema, A Go-Go, returns again tonight, this time around a gruesome double feature that will make you question your life choices. We are going to screen The Hand of Death. It's just one of the films, actually, but it's a doozy, and a scientist gets turned into a boogeyman. You really need some moisturizer. Kind of have to see it to believe it. It's free, but you need access credentials. You can get them right now at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas. Marking its 80th year, the nonprofit press publishes books in American history, politics, military, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Coming to America, that's a foundational text.
It's the first time I've heard Coming to America called a foundational text. All right. PBS NewsHour host Jeff Bennett has a new history of black comedy in America, the good and the even better. His book, Black Out Loud, and all the latest news Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition Saturday. You will hear it from 7 to 10 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. Kay McIntyre is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th.
Up next, we have news headlines. I'll go over the weather warnings we have for over the weekend. Critical grassland fire danger for a big chunk of the KPR listening area. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
On gasoline and the 37-cent tax on diesel fuel.
Like the rest of the nation, Georgia has seen gas prices jump since the war in Iran started. According to AAA, regular unleaded has jumped more than a dollar a gallon to $3.79. It's been even worse for diesel, which has jumped from $3.61 a gallon to $5.25 a gallon.
That's reporter Raul Bali. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. KDHE has issued an air quality health advisory until early afternoon tomorrow. AQI readings range from moderate through unhealthy for sensitive groups. In some locations near burn areas, a straight up unhealthy. You can see the current air quality readings online at fire.airnow.gov. There is a fire weather watch in effect for the entire KPR listening area from tomorrow night through Sunday evening, and a red flag warning indicating critical grassland fire danger from 11 a.m. tomorrow through 10 o'clock tomorrow night for Anderson, Atchison, Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Coffee, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabansee counties. Winds out of the southwest gusting up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. Relative humidities as low as 15%, and temperatures up in the 90s mean high danger for grass fires and other types of wildfires. So check with your local county officials. Most burning has been prohibited tomorrow. In other news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Kansas State officials are scrambling to clean up a diesel spill in Tuttle Creek Lake after a fuel cell sank on March 16th. Kaylin Moore has the details.
An underwater dredging project is clearing out sediment and allowing for more water storage in the lake that provides drinking water for hundreds of thousands of people. But a commercial barge fuel tank holding approximately 1,800 gallons of diesel fuel recently became submerged in 20 feet of water due to high winds. After the tank was recovered, diesel fuel was found spilled into a contained area. Kansas officials will conduct comprehensive water quality sampling and monitoring. Now cleanup and restoration processes are underway. Tuttle Creek Cove remains closed to the public until further notice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas Senate passed a bill yesterday that would ban certain sex offenders from school grounds and activities. The ban would apply to people who were convicted as an adult for sex crimes involving a person under the age of 18. Senator Kelly Warren is a Republican from Johnson County.
These folks who have committed sex offenses and are on the registry actually have high rates of recidivism.
Some senators suggested the bill should apply only to violent sex offenders. They say the bill could affect teenagers in consensual relationships who are convicted due to an age gap. The bill outlines an exemption for attending religious services at a school facility. The bill now heads back to the Kansas House because it was amended in the Kansas Senate. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 5:35.
From CBS News President Tom Sobrowski and Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss said that closing the radio news service was not an easy decision, but it was necessary. CBS News Radio will broadcast for the final time on May 22nd.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. There are nearly two dozen CASA chapters across Kansas providing services to abused and neglected children in foster care. One of those chapters serves Leavenworth and Atchison counties. KPR's Jay Schaefer caught up with the executive director of the First Judicial District CASA Association, the agency, in this month's KPR Community Spotlight.
I am Kelly Williams, and I am the vet, and talked about how much she had overcome. And she is just an inspiration. I can't imagine my life without having that experience. I can't imagine not being able to give back. Even in my almost 21 years with CASA, if I only made a difference to one child, that was enough. That's all I need. And that's what I want to tell anybody who's like on the line about volunteering. You will never be able to save them all, but saving one is enough. That one is enough. That one is always enough.
Kelly Williams, Executive Director of the First Judicial District CASA Association, speaking with Jay Schaefer as part of this month's KPR Community Spotlight. You can learn more about their work at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support today. You click on the link, cleverly disguised as the word support.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m., tickets available at lead.ku lawrence.edu.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Civil Society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week we found out that the artist known as Banksy is a hoax and the real identity of Bigfoot. Or something like that. Look, it's been a long week, which we will sum up on this week's News Quiz from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 90 degrees in Manhattan, 91 in Topeka. It's 6 o'clock.
Naval officers March chart 13th run and then match the Strava data on a same-day satellite image. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverratks.com.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Emporia, 89 in Atchison. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for joining us today. We'll have news headlines in about 12 minutes. Then we will talk about damage to some of Iran's most famous cultural heritage sites. We will check in with the Wild Card podcast, this time around talking with actress, dancer, writer Christina Applegate. There's a new memoir out. We will also meet the Philadelphia emo band Sweet Pill before we get to 7 o'clock. Stay tuned here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school-age musicians June 7th through 11th and 14th to 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/MMC.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday. That's pretty normal. And we have a new normal for you. We have a brand new host of Film Music Friday. Jeff Watson is now your host. And for his inaugural time with Film Music Friday, some of his favorite film recordings. Join us at 7 o'clock on KPR One stations for Film Music Friday. Lots of great film music from the 80s, just between you and me. If you're joining us on KPR 2 tonight, following All Things Considered, we have Snap Judgment at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at follytheater.org.
The time is 6:20.
Three instruments.
It's, for me, a new challenge because instead of going for more instruments, I went to have a minimal sound.
We hear how the percussionist and composer thought about each instrument on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations. Adrian Ma will be your host for Weekend All Things Considered.
If you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. It is 88 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Manhattan. It's 6:30.
That a judge threw out after finding the U.S. attorney in Virginia had been appointed illegally. Comey says he's the target of vindictive prosecution, and there's no basis to charge him with any wrongdoing.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A fire weather watch is in effect for the entire KPR listening area Saturday night through Sunday evening. Critical grassland fire danger is expected for most of the KPR listening area through much of the weekend. And KDHE is urging you to keep an eye on air quality index readings. Health advisories are possible. You can always check the latest air quality readings at fire.airnow.gov. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Kansas state officials are scrambling to clean up a diesel spill in Tuttle Creek Lake after a fuel cell sank on March 16th. Kaylin Moore has the story.
An underwater dredging project is clearing out sediment and allowing for more water storage in the lake that provides drinking water for hundreds of thousands of people. But a commercial barge fuel tank holding approximately 1,800 gallons of diesel fuel recently became submerged in 20 feet of water due to high winds. After the tank was recovered, diesel fuel was found spilled into a contained area. Kansas officials will conduct comprehensive water quality sampling and monitoring. Now cleanup and restoration processes are underway. Tuttle Creek Cove remains closed to the public until further notice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A controversial immigrant detention center in Leavenworth is housing some of its first detainees. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has the details.
Federal immigration authorities told KCTV the Leavenworth detention facility is already holding about 20 people, less than 2 weeks after the facility won approval to open. CoreCivic, the private corrections company that owns the facility, was granted a special use permit by Leavenworth City Commission on March 10th, after a year of public outcry and legal challenges. The company is using its previously shuttered 1,000-bed prison to hold immigrant detainees for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
And it's been an unusually warm winter in Kansas. The K-State University Climatology Department says this winter was the state's warmest in 34 years. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
We're 12 minutes away from Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go. You still have time to get an access pass. Visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all around the state, and streaming always at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
We still have about 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 7 o'clock, news headlines on KPR1, followed by Stardate. Then 2 hours of film music with your brand new host, Mr. Jeff Watson. Some of Jeff's favorite movie music coming your way tonight on this inaugural version of his. For joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, We have snap judgment. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 7.
We're in a world where people need to see confidence and need to see this world that, like, there's still a glow. There's still hope. You know, as dark or as low as you may get, if there's like an ember in the fire, if there's a glow, like you can still make that fire happen again.
Sweet Pill's new album, Still There's a Glow, is out now. Brianna Scott, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. From the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then Jeff Watson taking over as host of Film Music Friday. In this first night as host, he has conjured up some of his favorite film recordings, him personally. A little insight into Jeff Watson. Tonight, music from Back to the Future and The Explorers, and of course, Star Wars, which we are hearing the main title in the background. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
The time is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump said on social media tonight he's considering winding down military efforts in the Middle East, but earlier in the day his administration deployed more warships and another 2,500 Marines to the region nearly 3 weeks into the war the U.S. and Israel launched against Iran. Iran has been firing on energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states and effectively closed off the Strait of Hormuz, choking off oil supplies and disrupting the global economy. Trump is calling on other countries to police the strait.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us, but, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
Trump has said this week that the U.S. didn't need help securing the strait while also accusing other countries of not helping. The average price of regular gas in the U.S. is now $3.91. NPR's Camilla Domonoski reports internet search data shows more people are considering electric vehicles.
Since the start of this month, the war in Iran has pushed gasoline prices up sharply. And on the auto site Edmunds, the share of shoppers considering electric vehicles grew about 15% to its highest level all year. Now, searching for a vehicle is not the same as buying one. There are lots of factors in a purchase. Ivan Drury is the director of insights at Edmunds.
The answer to, $5 a gallon gas is not buying a $50,000 car. But it's definitely something that you should put in your consideration set.
But analysts say if prices remain high, it can push shoppers to put a higher value on fuel savings as they choose vehicles. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Shares in the computer server maker Supermicro plummeted today. This after a company co-founder and two others were charged with exporting banned AI servers to China. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York says Supermicro co-founder Willie Liao and a company contractor were arrested. A third person is still at large. The indictment says they conspired to violate U.S. export controls. The government bans the sale to China of certain cutting-edge microchips used in artificial intelligence. The Department of Justice says the three people and co-conspirators used brokers and a company in Southeast Asia to ship banned U.S. chips from Taiwan to China. The Southeast Asian company bought $2.5 billion worth of servers containing the chips between 2024 and 2025. The company says in a statement it was not named as a defendant, and the conduct of the individuals alleged in the indictment violates company policies and compliance rules. John Ruich, NPR News.
Surging oil prices shook stock markets again today as hopes collapsed for a possible cut to interest rates later this year by the Federal Reserve. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate March 20th. The crescent moon and the planet Venus team up in the evening twilight tonight. Venus is the brilliant evening star. It's below the moon, and it sets by the time the sky gets fully dark. Venus is enveloped by an unbroken layer of clouds, one of the reasons the planet looks so bright. The clouds are a few dozen miles above the surface, and they're speedy. They race around the planet at up to 335 miles per hour, twice as fast as the winds in a Category 5 hurricane. They make a full turn around Venus every 4 days. That's more than 50 times faster than the planet is turning on its axis. That high-speed motion is called superrotation. No one knows for sure what causes it. A study a few years ago said it might be powered by the sun. The clouds are hottest at the equator, where the sunlight is strongest. The hotter atmosphere flows outward, toward the poles and toward the night side, reaching super-fast speeds. Superrotation doesn't extend all the way to the surface, though. Below the clouds, the wind speed drops dramatically. At the surface, there's almost no wind at all. But the atmosphere is quite dense, more than 90 times the density of Earth's atmosphere. Any wind at all exerts a lot of pressure, so it can erode the surface. That can wear away mountains and gouge channels that look like they were carved by flowing water, all below the speedy clouds of the planet Venus. Stardate and Stardate Magazine are productions of the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. I'm Billy Henry.
Greetings. Hello, folks. I'm Jeff Watson, and if my calculations are correct, it's 7:10 p.m. on a Friday evening, and it's time for Film Music Friday. Kicking it off tonight with the theme to Back to the Future by the great Alan Silvestri. Something that felt both fun and right, because tonight we're going to be taking a little time travel adventure of our own. And this particular adventure is going to be a bit of a personal one for me, because tonight it's my first evening as host as Film Music Friday. You may know me as the host of Classical Music in the Afternoons here on KPR, and I adore classical music, but I absolutely love film music. It truly was my gateway into all things orchestral, and that's why when Daryl Brogdon, the former host of this program and KPR program director, he came to me not long ago and let me know that you'd be retiring this year, and he wanted to know if I'd be interested in keeping this program going for you on Friday evenings. I didn't hesitate. I told him it'd be my pleasure. This would be a chance to share some of the music that I've had the most fun with over the years. So tonight we're digging out The Toy Box, my personal collection of film music from my younger days. We'll see what's in there tonight. Music for High Adventure. We'll hear from Conan and Krull. Certainly more from the great Alan Silvestri. Music from Last of the Mohicans, Lord of the Rings, and one or two odd surprises as well. Hope you'll enjoy what we've got for you tonight, and a special thanks to Daryl Brogdon for being such a wonderful host of Film Music Friday over the years, and we wish you the best. When you're born in 1979, like I was, you're in for a golden age of movies. You get to be a kid during the time of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, E.T., Jaws, and of course, Superman. Pretty soon you get a little old enough to be able to read film credits, and if you're like me, that's when you get your mind blown when you realize that the music to all of that was made by one man, the great John Williams. And if my love of film music can be said to begin anywhere, it starts there with music from Superman in 1978.
Thank you.
Music from John Williams, the theme from Superman, the movie. The original recording from back in 1978 with the London Symphony Orchestra. They say that that's a famous second recording of the piece. The story goes that the first time the director of the movie, Richard Donner, ever heard the music played, he spoiled the recording session by shouting too loudly, "Genius! Genius! Genius!" He managed to spoil the recording, so they had to go a second time. Superman in 1978 was not an easy picture to make. It wasn't very easy with the special effects in that time to make actor Christopher Reeve convincingly fly. There were a mountain of technical problems that had to be solved, and on top of everything, director Richard Donner had to make